Well, it's getting about that time of year again when all of the plantation workers of Slavelandia have to report their income. And if they haven't been getting withholding, you know, where the state, where the employers voluntarily withhold monies that are extorted by the state, so that the state can provide us with all sorts of wonderful things, you know, like pothole ridden streets and superior public education and rules and regulations to make sure Slavelandia runs smoothly. This is the time of year when all the slaves whine and moan and groan about the amount of taxes, amount of extortion that the state wants to live on the plantation, you know, the plantation of Slavelandia. And so the people just whine and cry. They don't do anything. You know, and remember they advertised, well, we're hiring 87,000 new IRS employees. Well, you know, those IRS employees actually don't work for the federal government. IRS is out of Puerto Rico. There's some kind of Puerto Rican corporation. And IRS employees are paid through that. That's kind of interesting. Turns out the Federal Internal Revenue Service is just a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. You see, when the Federal Reserve was created, so was the IRS, so was the income tax. That was the guarantor that the Federal Reserve would get paid. And the deal was the United States government could borrow all they wanted as long as, you know, they get tax revenue to pay the way. So now we're $34 trillion in debt. And the interest payment on that is approaching $1 trillion. It will be over $1 trillion. And what that's gonna do is, that's more than the defense budget. At least the over the table budget. We know of all the black budgets and all. Catherine Austin Fitz has found, I think it's $21 trillion, and that's just in the military-industrial complex budget. $21 trillion missing. Now, we don't have any idea what the other budgets, the CIA, and all the other ones, how much they got. But all your tax money, all the extortion money goes to pay the interest on the debt. We haven't paid off the debt since World War. Andrew Jackson, I believe. We've had a couple of balanced budgets. Remember Bill Clinton, and they balanced, but oh, it was a big deal. You remember when deficits, when I was younger, I think under Reagan it was like $500 billion or something like that, deficit. And now it's $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion, $4 trillion. Incredible amounts of fiat currency out the crazy. And of course, inflation. And then of course, the tax revenue goes up because you're making more money. Of course, you can't buy anymore, but sales tax is up because of the price of everything. Property tax is up because appraisals and all. So the government loves inflation, because it gets more tax revenue. But this all is going to come to an end at some point. I mean, it just can't go on and on forever. All fiat currencies crash. And that's what I keep talking about to Kershaw County Council. You guys can't keep going on the way you're doing now and expect a different outcome. You gotta do something a little different. Like, let's go back to the basic fundamental functions of government, and that is protection of liberty, protection of private property rights. What your council, my council, and all of them, state, federal, what they want to do is encroach on private property. As a matter of fact, if you don't control it, you don't own it. So technically, you don't even own your own property, because you got to ask permission from the owner if you can build on it, if you can, even when you sell it. Look on there, you're a tenant. Look on your deed, and it registers you as a tenant. You're not an owner. We are just we're sharecroppers. Sharecroppers on the plantation of Slavelandia. Do you want to be free? Well, in order to be free, you can't be ignorant. You got to know what is really going on. And as a citizen, you're required to live by their corporate rules, their administrative law, their babbling bullshit. And for that, you receive benefits, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, warp speed stimulating money, whatever it might be, whatever kind of benefits you might receive. Of course, you have to pledge allegiance to it too. And you have to live like a slave. And then, of course, they make you, they claim that you are free. They sing the songs about freedom. But are you really on this plantation of Slavelandia? And you think you make it, your vote makes a difference? Show me where it does. Show me where it has. I submit to you that it doesn't make any difference who you vote for. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to realize that you've been sold a lie. We've all been sold a lie. What are you going to leave your kids? That's what I keep coming back to. You know, I'm pretty old. I'm 64 now. I ain't got that many more years. But I'd sure like to see a little bit more freedom in my lifetime. And I'd like to see, I'd like to think that my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandchildren, and even further, have some hope, some idea that they might live in some more free society. You know, I see people, wow, this is the best that we have. This is the only thing we have. We need to, you know, just work within the system. I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. If it doesn't work, if it's enslaving you, you have the right to change or abolish. I advocate for abolition. I think the system has gotten so corrupted, so out of whack, so many lies, so much backstabbing, so much control, to the point now that it's just going to eat itself, and it's going to end up murdering millions. That's the way government always has been. Whenever they get in desperate times, if all else fails, they take you to war. Now look at Ukraine. Look at Gaza. Both of these are just mass murders. on an industrial scale, and who's making the money off of it? Well, I guess it's good for the economy. It's good for the corporation. It's good for the plantation. Plantation of slave land deal. It's just something else to think about. Are you truly free? And are you going to work toward freedom? Or are you just going to say, ah, what the hell, there's a football game on. There's NASCAR on. Or, let's listen to country music and drink beer. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Well, thank goodness we had 250 years because of some people that said, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. And instead of saying this is the best we got and this is all we can do, they moved to change things. Perhaps it's time for another change. Again, something else to think about. Till next time, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?